Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a broadly flat open, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows broad strength in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are softer in early trade following yesterday's positive close. Bonds are softer, with US 10-year yields up around 5 basis points at 3.68%. The dollar is mostly unchanged versus the major crosses, although it is logging strong gains versus the Japanese yen. Oil is up, gold is down, industrial metals are mostly higher. Yesterday's mixed US February CPI data did little to shift market expectations surrounding the Fed rate outlook. The fallout from Silicon Valley Bank's collapse led markets to price in a quicker end to the Fed's tightening cycle, with a lower peak and rate cuts starting in June. However, there are also some thoughts that recent turbulence may not be enough to prevent a 25 basis point rate hike next week. Dovish repricing continues elsewhere, with markets pricing in a 50% chance of a 50 basis point European Central Bank rate hike on Thursday, although sell-side economists still think that the Governing Council will opt for a larger move. Meanwhile, the Bank of China made a larger-than-expected liquidity injection via its medium-term lending facility, adding 281 billion yuan. There was no change in the rate as expected. In other news, deposit flight concerns continue to get a lot of attention, although there are some thoughts that the situation may stabilize over the near term following regulatory intervention. There are several moving pieces to the story, including questions over whether a deposit guarantee will be enough to calm markets, investigations, and the potential for a tougher regulatory and congressional response, and the ability of regulators to find a buyer for the remains of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. On the data front, it's a quiet macro calendar in Europe today. Final French CPI was slightly higher than flash. Eurozone industrial production is still due to be released. In Asia overnight, China January-February industrial production growth just missed consensus. Retail sales recovery was in line, while fixed asset investment growth unexpectedly strengthened. Property weakness continued, although real estate investment fell at a slower pace. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, Empire Manufacturing, PPI, retail sales, business inventories, NAHB housing market index, crude inventories, and TIC flows. And among the companies due to post their results today, after the close, Adobe. In corporate news, Reuters reports that Goldman Sachs bought Silicon Valley Bank's bond portfolio before regulators took the bank into receivership. And in a Reuters interview, Charles Schwab CEO Walt Bettinger said that the company has not raised capital and is not in the market at this point for M&A transactions. Asian markets rebounded on Wednesday. Japan finished moderately higher with a rebound in banks. The Hang Seng rebounded with sharp rises in growth sectors and bank stocks. Shanghai was also higher, Shenzhen was marginally lower, while Australia, Korea, and Taiwan were all higher. In regional news, top Japanese companies have offered their largest pay increases since the late 1990s. South Korea's job additions in February are the smallest in 2 years, while the unemployment rate has matched a record low as more elderly get jobs. And January Bank of Japan monetary policy meeting minutes showed that there is no rush for a back-to-back yield curve control tweak. European equity markets are lower in early trade. In European news, UK Chancellor Hunt is set to deliver his budget later today. Hunt has already ruled out big spending plans or large tax cuts due to high debt, and he's expected to use some of the funds to announce a new business investment plan, incentives to get people back to work, while the Treasury confirmed that the energy price guarantee will be extended until June. And French Prime Minister Borne has said that she is confident there will be a majority in Parliament to pass pension reforms. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.